Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Monday, March 18th. Thank you guys for joining us. We are back. We were off last week for a little spring break, and here we are back in studio. Good morning.
Hey, it is good to see you. It's good to hear your voice. We haven't seen each other in over a week. How was last week? How are you feeling this morning? So many questions.
Good.
For you.
Doing well. Nice week. I was out of town for part of it. We went to California, went to Santa Monica, met my mom there. We kind of had some work we needed to get done there, and it didn't really go as planned. It was kind of a bummer, but at the same time, we learned what we needed to do to accomplish the reason why we were there. Basically, my mom, she was born and raised in Hungary, and so she was a Hungarian citizen, but she got her U.S. citizenship when she came here to America, and so she's still technically considered she has dual citizenship, and in Hungary, it's passed through bloodlines. So she wanted to reestablish her Hungarian citizenship and then get me my Hungarian citizenship. Mm-hmm. And so we had to go to the Hungarian consulate in LA. There's like three, and LA was the closest one. So we had an appointment all scheduled, and we went. And we didn't have what we needed to have.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, oh. And the lady was like, I'm sorry, but we literally need like her marriage license from when her and my dad got married. Mm-hmm. Then they need to register that marriage in Hungary and then send it back. Like, it's a whole thing. So now I'm trying to track down my mom's marriage license.
Oh, you have a little side project you're working on.
So yeah, there's a whole thing. It was a bummer, but the lady was really nice and really explained, okay, this is exactly what you need. And then when you want to get your citizenship, this is what you're going to need. So we know exactly what we have to get done. We're going to have to make another appointment and get out there at some point. But yeah, we still had a nice time while we were out there. We got to, you know, visit with some family that lives out there, and it was really nice. And then the rest of the time, I was back here just kind of chilling. It was really nice. How was your week?
It was nice. Same thing. Was here for about half of it, and then I left town. I went back east to see my family, and I left Tuesday, came back Friday, and it was a surprise for my mom. My mom had no idea that I was coming home. My dad knew. He was the only person who knew that I was coming home. I was going to surprise my brother and my sister and stuff, but got home, and my mom really had zero clue. It was funny. It was Monday night. I was talking to her, and she had heard we had no radio show, and she's like, why don't you ever come home when you guys have time off? I'm like, I'm busy, Mom. I got to do this. I got to that. She's like, okay, I understand. And that was Monday night. Little did she know, I was getting on a plane Tuesday morning to fly out there, and she was. I've done a couple surprises before with them over the past maybe 5-10 years. This was the biggest. She just had zero clue I was going to be there and was super happy to see me. And the trip was great. Got to see my parents, got to see my brother, his kids. I saw my sister. It was just a really nice trip. up to reconnect with family last week.
It's always nice to reconnect with family, and so good. I'm so glad you got to get out there for a few days and hang out with them. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got to see my niece and my nephew. It was nice bonding and like very introspective trip, like great conversations and time with my parents. So I was really happy that I did it, and happy that I surprised my mom too. Sometimes it's hard to pull off a surprise.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we are so happy to be back with you guys this morning. We've got a lot going on. We have your passes into the Mix Underground Lounge with Teddy Swims. I'm telling you, you are not going to get closer and more in more intimate setting with an artist than you do when you visit our Mix Underground Lounge. And he's going to be here. You're going to have the chance to win passes to see Teddy Swims perform in the Underground Lounge. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with the Mega Minute. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill, the pro women's volleyball team here in town. Oh my gosh, what a huge game yesterday against Grand Rapids. It was a reverse sweep. They lost the first two games, and it wasn't looking good. And then they went boom, 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 and won the last three. So they got the win yesterday. It was amazing.
That's huge. And so they're 5-7. They've got some heat going their way. They have some nice, they've got new momentum going for this ladies right now.
New momentum. They've been winning. So, yes, we would love to send you to check out a game. So, yeah, make sure you are listening for that. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And right now, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Lump by Presidents of the United States of America? She's lump, she's lump, she's in my head. She's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she might be dead. Do you want to hear Sunny Came Home by Sean Colvin? Do you want to hear I Know You Want Me by Pitbull? Those are your choices. Get us your votes right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know, there are songs that I will hear and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this song. I love it. And then it gets attached to a TV show or a movie. And then I think first, oh, this is from that TV show or movie. And then second, oh, I love this song. It becomes secondary to it. And there is a song that I love, and it's not a new song. I had never heard it the first time around when it came out, and it's back thanks to a very popular movie on Netflix. And the song I'm talking about is this one. It's Murder on the Dance Floor, but you better not kill the girl. Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor, made popular by the movie Saltburn. And for the past 2 weeks, every time I hear this song, I don't want to give anything away, but if you've seen the movie, you know what happens during the scene. And that's all I see. That's all I see. Dangling around. Flopping. What? Oh, I really wish this song was not associated with that scene in a movie, because I love the song and now it's all I see.
It's so funny too, when this song really started to take off, I saw a lot of people using it in their posts on social media, and knowing that scene in the song, one of my friends posted a video of their kid playing soccer with their friends, and the song was playing.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I responded, I'm like, no, this is too soon. I'm thinking of that scene, I'm watching, did your kid play soccer? No, it has to be something else. It's a different song.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I envision. And if you haven't watched Saltburn, I wouldn't say I recommend it. I say keep your love of the song separate from that and just go about your life. But what is the song that makes you automatically think of a TV show or a movie? It's just so closely tied to it that that's the first thing you think of. 702-364-9400. Do you have one?
I got a couple songs. I want to give them to you and see if we're on the same page with these songs, okay? What about this song right here? Yes,
100%.
Okay, how about this song right here?
Oh, what's that movie called? The one where she walks down the stairs?
Yes, or? As soon as I hear it.
Is it this song or is it There She Goes?
Well, She's All That. Which one is She's All That? Is that the one where she's walking down the stairs or no?
I think that's it, but I think we're mixing it up with There She Goes. I think we're mixing up the two songs.
This is Walking Down the Stairs and is it Freddie Prinze Jr. sees her for the first time?
I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% if anybody knows.
What about this song here?
Wayne's World.
Yes. Driving in that Gremlin.
Yeah. I'm ashamed to say this was the first time I had ever heard of the song.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. I didn't know who Queen was. I mean, I was young.
Yeah, when the movie came out, absolutely.
So that was right up my alley when Wayne's World was out. I was like, oh, yeah.
Are there other ones that you have?
I always think of... The Sopranos, when I hear...
The Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Yes. Ugh. Always. That song. And it was not tainted for so many years, and now The Sopranos did that to me. We're getting so many texts. Iris from the Goo Goo Dolls from the movie City of Angels.
Oh, the wood truck.
Oh, man. That's a heartbreaker, too.
Did you see that coming in that movie?
No, not at all. And I know the movie is so old, but I still hesitate just in case that one person is out there, and they're like... I think I'm going to watch City of Angels. I'm so glad that Mercedes did not spoil that ending for me.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2021.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 18th, 6 o'clock. And show 2021. Let's go to the year 2021, where this was the top song. Got you, moonlight, you're my star. Levitating by Dua Lipa, still arguably a huge song.
Yes.
For Dua Lipa. I mean, it's only 3 years ago, so like, I'm going through some of these things. I'm like, oh, that was 3 years ago? 2021, though, it was definitely defined by the Free Britney movement. Britney Spears' fight to end her conservatorship and the support with the Free Britney movement. And the year wrapped up with Britney being freed, which was just so nice. It was a good year for Britney Spears. 2021 also, that was the year of the January 6th insurrection, where protesters attacked Capitol Police and stormed the seat of the government trying to halt the Electoral College certification of ballots. And it was just, that was a crazy day. I remember watching that on TV just in horror. Like, oh, is this really happening? It seemed like a movie or something.
It really did. I was doing a thing for Channel 8. I was up at Lee Canyon. So I had zero cell phone reception. Had no idea what was going on. I'm driving home. It's probably like 6:30 at night. Still zero clue. And I called us to check in with my parents randomly. My mom's like, what do you think of what's happening in D.C.? I'm like, what's happening in D.C.? I had no idea it was going down until like 6:30 at night. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, 2021, that was the year that the 32nd Summer Olympics went to Tokyo, a year after being postponed. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They went to Tokyo. The U.S. topped the medal count with 113. Tiger Woods got in that big accident in 2021 with just multiple leg injuries in his right leg. It was a single car crash. He recovered enough to commit to playing in a tournament with his son Charlie that year, mm-hmm. but that was a scary one. 2021 was the year that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle decided to take a step back from the royal family after a challenging few years in the spotlight. And it was an unprecedented move. I don't even think the Queen saw that coming. And then they did that Oprah interview, which just turned things upside down.
Who saw that coming? And some of the stuff does seem dated when you talk about it. Like, wow, that was a couple years ago. It seems longer than that.
Yeah, I know. Squid Game was one of the year's biggest shows. Kim and Kanye filed for divorce. Jen and Ben got back together. Then Kim and Pete Davidson got together. Adele released her first album in 5 years. And then I gotta talk about this one because Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett, they broke up while they were filming High School Musical, the musical, the series. then this song was born by Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
Smash it.
And it just turned everything upside down for them.
I remember when he played it for us for the first time. Like, what is this? I'm not crying when I listen to this song.
Oh, so good. So good.
Well, we're back after a little break there last weekend. We're back in a big way with some great prizes for you, including passes to the exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge that's happening here at the radio station. We have your passes when you conquer the Mega Minute. It is Monday, so we do have Beat Mercedes on this Minute Monday. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you'll get a $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, and that happens right around 7 o'clock this morning. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, does the MGM own Bruno Mars? We have that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Bruno Mars is trending this morning. Oh, boy. I don't know why, but I already thought this was common knowledge. Hadn't we talked about this whole gambling debt story before?
This is news to me. Okay. When I saw like the headlines and stuff over the weekend, this is, I didn't know about this stuff.
Okay, I had this conversation with a friend of mine who is definitely an insider.
Okay.
And they told me, because I was like, I thought this was already out, but is Bruno Mars enjoying Las Vegas a bit too much? News Nation's reporting that the singer who once supported himself as a professional poker player is severely in debt to the MGM. Insiders are reporting that he makes $90 million a year off the deal he did with the casino, but that he has to pay back his debt after taxes. He makes about $1.5 million per night. They're reporting he's racked up over $50 million in gambling debt.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and the source says MGM basically owns him. He has not commented on the claims, but like I said, I've heard this for a couple of years, that like that's why he keeps doing so many residencies.
It's true, he's been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
That he owes them so much money, and that's basically, he gets paid and it goes right back to them.
So he's got to do 50 shows have got to be free for Bruno Mars in order to wipe out this debt.
That's provided he doesn't gamble anymore.
Well, when do they cut him off? At what point? I'm curious to know that. At what point do you have a regular like Bruno Mars who's gambling all the time? At what point do you say, hey, you're at $10 million. You're at $20 million. You owe us $50 million. We're going to cut you off. You can't gamble on our properties until you start chipping away at this debt.
I think if they know they have him locked up for a residency, you definitely don't cut him off, because you don't want to make any bad blood there,
yeah,
right? You don't want him to get mad at you. And if you literally have a cash cow bringing money in, you're like, oh, keep gambling. Rack it up, baby.
$50 million.
Yeah,
it's hard to wrap your mind around.
Right?
I'd be at like $100. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop gambling.
Do you know how many times I wanted to cry when I would lose like $20 on a slot machine?
It stings.
Also trending this morning is Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Now we know why Travis Kelce keeps coming to Las Vegas. He and his Kansas City Chiefs teammate Patrick Mahomes are entering the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champs are opening up a steakhouse at the Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. Now the restaurant's going to be called 1587 Prime, which is a combination of their jersey numbers, and they say it's going to span two floors and have subtle nods to their accomplishments on the field. But they're working with the hospitality group Noble 33, which is based here in Las Vegas. So that's why they keep coming here
for meetings.
To make things happen. The restaurant will open early next year. It's going to have one of the largest wine collections in the state. So little side project for the guys.
I wonder if that is successful, if they'll end up opening one out here in Las Vegas.
You never know. I mean, they don't really have any ties. Maybe some Raiders should look into doing that. But
how about Jimmy G's no longer a Raider?
I know. There were some big moves. Josh Jacobs is no longer a Raider.
He's
over to the Packers. I'm really sad about that one, because I liked him. I met him a few times and he was so nice. I'm just was kind of bummed to see him go. But I mean, I guess you got to go where the money's at, right?
I guess so. Yeah. Follow the money. What's best for your career.
And then finally this morning, Peeps are trending just in time for Easter. You can now buy Peeps body spray. Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below for $5 a piece. I guess it's more marketed towards like little kids, but people are buying them up and reselling them for more than that on eBay and Poshmark. They've got it in two different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow is a marshmallow scent, and the pink is a strawberry cream scent. There's also a Peeps body wash. I mean, I'm not a fan of Peeps. I could be pressured to buy the body wash, though. I could see myself doing that, and that is what's trending.
It is Monday, so it is Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday, coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win a $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers if you can identify a song faster than Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So, JC, you went back home over the spring break last week, and it didn't come without a little bit of drama.
Oh, my gosh. I got out there Tuesday. It was awesome. Surprised my mom. By Wednesday afternoon, I wanted to get on a plane and fly back to Las Vegas.
What happened?
So, my entire life, my dad has always talked about buying a Corvette. That's his dream car. I want to get a Corvette someday, get a Corvette. 2 years ago, my dad pulls the trigger and buys a brand new Corvette. We're all stunned. Like, my dad never does anything like this. Like, oh my gosh, it's fantastic. Good for you. He cherishes this Corvette. He bought it 2 years ago. It has 4,000 miles on it. He drives it when the weather's perfect. Here I am back home. It's Wednesday morning. I want to go to the gym. My dad says, you can take the vet. I'm like, what? I can take your new Corvette? Awesome. His one rule, just don't park near anything. No problem, Pops. So I take my dad's Corvette. I'm going to send you and Steph two pictures right now. So I take the Corvette and I go to the gym. Everything.
Do you call your dad Pops?
I don't. It's the first time I ever used that.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, I didn't know you called your dad
That's the first
Pops.
Time I ever referenced my dad as Pops.
It's very like Andy Griffith.
Yeah, thanks, Pops. I'm going to take the Corvette to the gym. So I go to the gym. I park, give the car plenty of space, no problem. And then I'm doing some errands in town, and I stop at the grocery store. And I sent you a picture where I parked the Corvette. I parked the Corvette next to a curb, thinking no one can park next to me on the right-hand side. I have a space to my left. I am golden. Here's the thing, though. When I left the store and I was backing out, I forgot I parked next to a curb. And I ended up hitting the curb with my dad's Corvette.
Oh, my gosh. Did you tell him, or did you conveniently forget to mention it?
Well, the damage, I sent you the picture. I had to tell him. It's not like a scrape. I couldn't. Not that I would either. Not that I'm at a point where in my life where I'm going to tell them what happened. But I immediately went back inside the grocery store and I bought some like buffs, some shine stuff to try to buff it out. I'm like, that's not coming out. And I drive home. I pull in the driveway and there's my mom at the door. She's like, how was it? And I just said, I scratched it. She's like, no, you didn't. And I hear my dad upstairs. What? And I'm like, he comes down. I'm like, I scratched the vet. And he's walking outside thinking it's like maybe a joke. And then he sees it. And oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I felt awful. Here's the thing, though. They were totally cool with it. Like, my mom's like, it's not a big deal. They could see the agony in my face. My mom's like, it's not a big deal. You weren't hurt. There comes a point in your life where this stuff doesn't matter. It's great that your dad has this car, but at the end of the day, it's just a car. And my dad's like, son, don't worry about it. We can get it fixed. And I'm like, I'll pay for it. My mom's like, you're not going to pay for it. I'm like, please, let me pay for it. And then we went and got the estimate. Oh, I don't want to pay for it.
You're like, forget it. Oh, I'm glad you're so forgiving. Thank you so much.
I was just, he lends me the car and I hit a curb. Oh my gosh, I just felt awful.
I can't imagine like and they were probably like clenching their teeth trying to be like, it's fine. It's totally fine. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever accidentally borrowed something of someone's and destroyed it?
So I don't have a story that comes anywhere near close to what JC's gone through, but my sister, when we were young, I have a much younger sister. When we were younger, she always would like take my stuff. And I had this favorite nail polish that disappeared briefly for a little while. And when I got it back, it had a little bit of water in it instead of nail polish.
Oh,
I don't know if she knocked it over and was trying to like make it so I wouldn't notice, but you definitely notice something like that.
It's kind of like putting water in the parents' vodka bottle. But you do it with nail polish instead. That I would ever do that, because water freezes. The vodka doesn't, guys.
Half this bottle is frozen. What's going on? It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've got Beat Mercedes coming up here in less than 10 minutes. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Where is Kate Middleton? Everyone, what's going on here? She has missed yet another important royal outing, and social media is now getting very vocal about the Princess of Wales being MIA. The princess missed the St. Patrick's Day parade that she typically attends. Fans of the princess have now taken to social media to show her some support with the hashtag #IStandWithKatherine. Some of the fans noted that she was seen at a shop yesterday in Windsor. There's no confirmation on that yet, so just some people are saying that. She's supposedly going to resume her royal duties right after Easter, but just between that, the photoshopped picture, the other conspiracy theories that I'm watching on social media, where is she? Is she okay? Like, this is concerning.
She had that stomach surgery right after Christmas, and we knew about that. They'd announced that. Was she spotted with her mom at one point? And then, and if so, also, what are these conspiracy theories that are going around? Is she passed away and she's been replaced? Or what are some of the ones you're hearing?
The ones I'm hearing are involving, like, some sad stuff, like that she's got some internal demons that she's kind of fighting against and things like that, and that she's there's, you know, some stories that she's battling an eating disorder, and it's just I don't want to be responsible for spreading some of the things,
sure.
And so I just, you know, would rather just leave it at that, but it just, I don't know, it just seems very shady that they're sending out doctored photos and that no one will comment on it. I don't know. There's just something very odd about it.
And someone like that, who's just, you know, they're part of the royal family that is, you know, beloved by so many, they just want to find out what's going on with her. And she's is she in good health and where is she? Yeah,
yeah.
I see why the questions are out there.
Really concerning. So that is going on this morning. Also this morning, you probably would rather not think about something like this, like how many people touch your food when you're at a restaurant, like preparing it without gloves. And according to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time. So that means there are germs that are being spread from workers' hands to food, and that can trigger an outbreak of foodborne illness in restaurants, salmonella, E. coli, stuff like that. So this could help. There's a new product called the hand scanner, and it's being described as a hand washing lie detector. And it kind of looks like one of those hand dryers that you put your hands under. The worker places their hands under it after washing their hands, palms up, then palms down. And within 2 seconds, it can identify any residual contaminant using light fluorescence spectroscopy. And it's not brand new technology. They have a similar system already in the healthcare industry. So this hand scanner itself is already being introduced to 10,000 restaurants worldwide, including some Taco Bell, some Arby's locations. Of course, the customers don't see the hand scanner reports, but it's mostly meant to alert workers who need to maybe rewash their hands when they're going to make food. And the workers then instructed to rewash and retest, and they can also rat you out to your boss if you ignore the results.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I like this. I wish more places would put this in.
I like when you go to like a sandwich shop and they put on gloves when they're making your sandwich. You know, you see them wash their hands, they put on gloves, like, okay, they're clean gloves. But I was at a restaurant right before Christmas break and place where they put the gloves on. And we're placing the order, and I was watching the person that was making the food that had gloves on. They were making sandwiches, and they were turning around, grabbing stuff, touching cash. They're doing all kinds of stuff with the gloves on. I'm like, that defeats the purpose of putting gloves on. You put gloves on, it's supposed to be clean, not touching 1,000 things, and then going back and touching the food. You're still getting stuff dirty.
Yeah, touching money and then making the sandwich, that's like, I'd rather they high-five everyone in the restaurant than touch the money, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
That's a great sandwich. High five. All right. Finally, this morning, speaking of restaurants, there's this new study in the Journal of Hospitality Management, and we've heard this before. They found that people do tip more if they see a smiley face on their receipt, but the kind your server draws wasn't really what they looked at. They printed different tip suggestions on people's receipts, like 15, 20, or 25, and each one had a different emoji next to it. So they basically wanted to see if the emojis would kind of shame people into tipping more. The lowest percentage had a neutral face emoji. Like, what? Why would you tip more if there's just an emoji that's like straight face? The rest had smiley faces, and the smile got bigger and bigger as the percentages went up. The average tip without emojis on it was 22.9%, which is still really good. And it rose to 25.4% with them, which is an 11% increase. They also tried it with delivery orders. They saw a 10% bump. And takeout orders saw the biggest increase, 33% bigger tips with a smiley face.
I've had like an Instacart done where the person that picks up my groceries leaves me like a personalized note inside there. A little card saying, hope you enjoy your groceries. I kept them cold or whatever. I kept them fresh. So I like that personalized touch that they add.
Yeah, that's always nice. I do like when they write you like a whole story or something. I've had someone write me a whole note like, it was a pleasure serving your family. Da, 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 and like they kept going on and on. I'm like, I can't even see how much this bill is. Maybe that's on purpose. Maybe that's why they're writing it.
Here we go. It's time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. You can win a $200 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Man and Diamond Jewelers if you can identify a song faster than Mercedes.
Now, this has been really exciting because we gave away a $4,000 diamond pendant. We started back at 100, so yeah, 200 today. And don't let that fool you. You can get something amazing from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for $200. That $200 diamond pendant, that's going to be absolutely gorgeous. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Beat Mercedes. Guess it faster than I can, and you will walk away a winner. And plus, you'll have those bragging rights, too. Caller 20, play 702-364-9400.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. It is Minden Monday, and we have Joni on the phone. Good morning, Joni.
Hi, good morning.
We are ready for you. Today's going to be a good day. I have a feeling. A $200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, up for grabs. Just got to guess the song faster than I can. Are you good at this kind of stuff?
Usually?
Okay, good. That's good. Well, I'm gonna leave, and I'm going to wish you the best of luck, and we'll see how this goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, there she goes. Mercedes is stepping away. Headphones are off. She's stepping out of the studio. So, Joni, how the game works is we'll start a song, and soon as you know it, just shout out, got it. We'll immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, if you go 20 seconds and don't give us anything, we automatically stop the clock, and you have to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me stop that music bed right there, and the next sound you hear will be the actual contest. And the game, it starts now. Okay, stop the clock there at 9.5 seconds. Joni, what do you got for us?
It's the Cranberries. Zombie?
Yes!
Nice!
Okay. 9 seconds. You can go get Mercedes. 9.5 seconds is on the longer side for her, but let's see what we get. Hold on 1 second. Let's put Joni on hold here. All right, back. Mercedes comes back in. Headphones are on. Let me hit this button here.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Let me write something down here. Circle this. Okay, Mercedes, okay. You ready?
Yes.
As soon as you know what to do, okay?
Okay.
Song starts now.
Got it. Zombie by the Cranberries.
Mercedes, you are correct. Here's the thing. Joni was also correct.
I had a feeling because that was very fast, okay?
So, Mercedes, you got it in 1.8 seconds. And Joni, she got it correct in 9.5 seconds. Once again, the Mercedes streak starts back up and continues.
Why does it hurt to win? It just hurts to win. I'm sorry, Joni. That means that $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers just got bigger. $300 starting next Monday. Oh, my God.
She got it, though. That was cool to see
I'm
her get
impressed.
It.
I'm impressed. I'm bummed that I beat her, though.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas' best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
In about 5 minutes, we've got the Mega Minute. And when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get your passes into the exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge that's happening right here at the radio station.
Have you ever traveled a very long distance to do something only to be turned away? That's what happened to me over spring break. I was so bummed. We've had this trip planned for months. And granted, it's only LA, but imagine going somewhere just ready to do something. And they're like, sorry, we can't help you. And my mom flew in from Colorado. She met us in LA and we did try to turn it into a little spring break vacation, but the whole purpose of going there was so we could reestablish my mom's Hungarian citizenship so she could have her dual citizenship. She was born and raised in Hungary and she's an American citizen. She got naturalized, gosh, I don't know, years and years ago, but she never renewed her Hungarian passport. And so you have to go through the Hungarian consulate to do this. She had every piece of paperwork you could imagine, her birth certificate, her wedding certificate. She had driver's licenses, passports, her old Hungarian passport, everything. We're like ready to go. We get there and they call her name and they're speaking in Hungarian. So I'm not vibing. I'm just like standing there like, huh? I'm just there to help her. And then the lady goes, would it be easier if I spoke in English so you could understand? I was like, oh yes, please. Thank you. And she's like, okay, so we're not going to be able to help you today. And I was
what?
I just looked at her and I was like, what? She goes, your mom does not have all the paperwork that we need. And I was like, we literally have everything. And she's like, okay, are you married? My mom says, I'm widowed. And she goes, do you have your husband's death certificate? She reaches in, she pulls it out. I was like, we have it. Look, yeah. And she's like, do you have your marriage certificate? And she had a marriage certificate, but she didn't have the marriage license. License. So long story short, I now have to find her marriage license. I have to track this down from the 70s when they got married. How the heck am I supposed to do that? It's going to be more. The lady was nice, but we traveled all the way out there just to be told, sorry. And I even said that. I'm like, she traveled here from Colorado. I traveled from Las Vegas. She's like, I'm so sorry. I can't do anything. I was like, oh, but now we know what we have to do. Have you ever done that, though? Have you traveled from a long distance just to be turned away, just to be told, sorry, can't do anything for you?
Which stings when you do something local. I remember going to see, I think it was Chelsea Handler, and we had tickets for what I thought was a Friday night. We drove down there. We had dinner, just like the energy was flowing. And we go to walk in, and it's like, like, what's wrong? Like, your tickets are for Saturday night. It was Friday night. I mean, that's, you know, that stinks because we planned on going out that night. The energy was great. I can't imagine you drive, you fly to LA, then you got your mom coming in. Was it an easy appointment to get, by the way?
No, you have to make the appointments months in advance.
Yeah, it's not like you just walk in to like a 7-Eleven or something and there's someone waiting for you.
You have to like request an appointment, then they have to confirm. It was a whole thing. So where were you turned away from? Will, what happened to you?
So me and my friends went to Disneyland. We drove all the way from San Diego to Disneyland. Just to be turned away because apparently you got to do reservations for Disneyland. I had no clue on that. I just thought you'd get the tickets and go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like that's a new thing. You have to reserve what day that you're going into the park.
You can't just drive to Disneyland like I'm here.
I don't know if they stopped doing that, but that's been a thing since COVID.
Oh,
like
that
you have to now make a park reservation. Oh, Will. So you didn't get to go at all. You just drove back to San Diego?
We drove right back to San Diego, and the worst part was I left my ID, so we couldn't even get, like, drinks or go to the bar to kind of make up for it, so we literally drove up, got turned away, and drove right back down.
Oh, my gosh. That is heartbreaking. I'm so sorry. Bailey, where were you turned away from?
Museum in Amsterdam.
Wait, you went all the way to Amsterdam, and you got turned away? What happened?
Yes. So we had reservations for the museum for a day, and they're like, yeah, we can't work with this today. Come back tomorrow. So we had to extend the trip a whole day just to go to the museum.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been like, museum, schmuseum.
I could read about it online.
No, but you went all that way to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Bailey, I'm so sorry. I have no business complaining about my Hungarian consulate. She went to Amsterdam.
Complain away. You flew in. Your mom flew in. You know, you had a paper. You thought you had everything ready. I'm sorry you got to go through that again.
It's
at least you'll have everything. Next time should be a breeze.
I know. Everyone's telling me to try Vital Check. That's what I did. I've submitted the paperwork for that to get my mom's marriage license. Thank you for the tips, guys.
Well, here we go. Back from that spring break we had. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
This is where you answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. It's not easy, but it has been done. And if you conquer the Mega Minute, you will win a pair of passes to the Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. This is going to be just an intimate setting. You're going to get to know him up close and personal. Money cannot buy these tickets. This is huge. So caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get it, you get the tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Brian is our contestant this morning. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, so good. Happy Monday. Ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, we're going to try.
All right, let's go. And I hear you have some helpers in the car with you this morning.
I do. I have my son, Max, and my daughter, Emma.
All right.
They're more excited than I am.
Oh, my gosh, I'm excited, too. Brian, Max, and Emma. All right, get ready because it starts quickly.
All right, guys, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you do, you'll get this passes to the Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. Now, if you pass on a question or get run wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. In the game, it starts now.
What holiday is celebrated on March 17th?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Peter Parker is associated with which superhero?
Spider-Man.
Yes. Havana is the capital of which country?
Cuba.
Yes. What color dress does a bride typically wear on her wedding day?
White.
Yes. What is the longest river in the world?
Amazon.
No. Kevin Richardson is a singer from which boy band?
Oh, NSYNC.
No. What kid TV show is about a dog who has a sister named Bingo?
Bluey.
Yes. What Las Vegas arena do the Vegas Golden Knights play in?
T-Mobile.
Yes. In the British royal family, what is the name of Prince William's wife?
Kate.
Yes. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the address for what famous residency?
White House.
Yes. What is the longest river in the world?
Nile.
Yes. Kevin Richardson is a singer from which boy band?
I have no idea. Backstreet Boys.
Yes! 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 You got it in time! Brian conquered the Mega Minute!
Oh my gosh! Brian, Max, and Emma!
That was crazy!
Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out. I can't imagine how you feel, Brian. I was like, I was trying so hard to read those questions so fast so that you could get it, and you did it, Brian. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That was the only other group I knew.
And you got it right. It was like he truly just threw up that lob shot. Ah, Backstreet Boys, yes!
That was great. Now you're going to be joining us in our Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. Congratulations.
And we'll have these tickets all week long with the Mega Minute. Your chance to conquer the Mega Minute tomorrow morning right around 7:30.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some people will TP someone's house. Some maybe put
I don't know, toothpaste on their mailbox. But what about getting 100 pounds of bread dumped in your front yard? Like, that happened in Henderson.
Did you hear about it? No, is this a prank?
Yeah, well, let me explain. More than 100 pounds of packaged sliced bread were dumped on this guy's property last week. The guy had no idea where it came from or what it was doing there. It's not a house, actually. It's a funeral casket supplier, and that made it even a little more creepy. So the bread was Kroger brand. It was expired. Some of it had mold. Most of it looked fine, but some of the loaves were in boxes, but a lot of it was just in loose plastic bags around his dumpster area, and he was super confused and actually kind of concerned. He actually looked around hoping that there was no one, like, you know, buried underneath it, mm-hmm. because it was a weird thing. So he says, you know, he says it's Las Vegas. They find bodies in barrels at the lake. Maybe one was in the bread. So he called the local grocery store and asked, like, do you know what happened? Do you know why all your bread is at my place of business? Eventually, he cracked the case. A distributor came forward and said they contacted a driver to handle that route and that the driver dumped it because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it. So they dumped it at this guy's business. The driver called, he called a news station anonymously and said that the representatives tell drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches or nonprofits. And if they can't find anyone to give it to, they should just dump it anywhere. And he wasn't being paid for that, so he just dumped it where he did. The thing is, it's a crime. And the business owner could have been responsible for it since it happened on his property, but the bread's now gone, so it sounds like someone helped the guy out.
I'd just be worried about all the pigeons and birds and everything yes. coming to eat the bread. Oh my gosh.
That would be oh my gosh. If all the pigeons showed up at your place of business, I would be so angry.
Oh, the pigeons are flying rats. Yes. Pigeon poo everywhere. That's what would bother me. Not so much the bread as the stuff that follows the bread.
But just imagine finding loaves and loaves of bread, like, right in front of your business. Like, that's crazy.
What the heck?
Also this morning, everyone knows that kids today spend way too much time on their phones. And here's the thing. Even the kids know they're spending too much time on their phones. They just did this new report, and 38% of teenagers acknowledge that they spend way too much time on their phones. 27% admit that they spend too much time on social media, and teen girls are more likely to admit that they spend too much time on those things than teen boys. A lot of teens are saying they're trying to actually cut back on their social media. That, you know, being said, half say they spend just about the right amount of time on their phones. I feel like Gen Z is kind of coming to this enlightenment where they are, like, caring less about their phones and social media and trying to be in the moment. I'm noticing that, like, with my daughter and her friends, like, she'll just put her phone away and, like, not touch it for hours. And then she'll come back and, like, oh, so-and-so texted me. It's like, wow, how do you do that? Teach me your ways.
Yeah, what a new trend they'll start. They start a lot of neat little trends. What's the latest one where you just put your phone down when you get home and pick it up when you leave the house or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I like it.
Are they going out more and, like, doing stuff outside? I know they go to downtown Summerlin and shop and stuff or hang out. Are they doing more outdoor activities or how they're replacing that phone activity? Just kind of hanging out?
I think just, like, hanging out. It's funny because my daughter loves to play games, like board games. So she's always asking, like, hey, can we play Uno or can we play Monopoly? And I'm like, we're not playing Monopoly because last time we did, you ended up, like, flipping the board over like you're a real housewife and it was a table or something.
Standard ending to Monopoly.
We're not going to do that. But, like, we'll play Uno and stuff. It's just, it always turns into a fight. Every board game turns into a fight because whoever is winning gets, like, and, like, starts making fun of the people that are losing. And then the people that are losing get all upset and then they don't want to play anymore until the next time they want to play.
Mm-hmm. There's always that. The last time I played Monopoly would have been in 2009. I remember the date because we were in our old house. Was it friends of ours, a couple, they came over, we were drinking sangria and having a fun time, and I was winning. And I, same thing, I started to get cocky. My buddy Ben just flip the board over.
Are you serious?
It's like, dude, okay. Okay, party over.
Who wants some more sangria?
Who wants the party? It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Back live. We were off last week. It's so good to be back. We missed you guys. Something that we missed over vacation. I was reading about it this morning. Jelly Roll. He's so funny. First of all, I think I could totally be friends with Jelly Roll. But he says that he has a major regret in life. Major regret. And that is his tattoos. He says he regrets 98% of his tattoos. Did you hear about the tattoo that he regrets the most?
No, which one was it? I heard that he regrets 98%, but which is the one?
He wanted to get, there's a tattoo on his neck, and it was, he had to get a tattoo on his neck of the Nashville skyline to cover up another tattoo that said survive. It was supposed to say surviving the struggle, but they forgot the T, so it wound up saying surviving the struggle. And so he said that, you know, make sure you do your research on who's doing your tattoos so they don't forget the T's. But you were telling me off the air that you, talking about tattoo regret, do you regret any tattoos or just anything that you did to your body? Because you said that there is a guy you used to be friends with that you convinced to get a tattoo and you bet he regrets it now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he still would regret it now. Yeah, it was my buddy Greg, and this was, we were high school friends, we played football together, we graduated from high school, and we all went down to the Jersey Shore for senior week, and we were partying and drinking, and we're up on the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there's a tattoo place, and Greg's like, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. I think he was drinking too, and myself and all my buddies are like, yeah, do it, man, do it. And he's like, what should I get? And he held up this giant panther, like, oh my gosh, man, that would be awesome. Get it on your leg, man. He's like, yeah, should I? We're like, yeah.
Steph says she found Greg.
No, you did not. Are you serious?
Your buddy Greg, that you said you haven't talked to him since the 90s?
Since the 90s, yeah.
I got Greg on the phone right now.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Mercedes and JC.
Craig Pierce, what's up, dude?
How's my buddy doing?
Man, I haven't talked to you since the 90s. Dude, how have you been, man?
I've been good, living life.
How's that panther tattoo treating you?
Let's see. Technically, it doesn't look like a panther anymore. It kind of looks like a drowned lizard.
Oh, no. Now, do you, like Jelly Roll, have major tattoo regret?
Well, these guys are pressuring me. I decided how to try to get my manhood up to do it, because I would never live it down if I didn't do it.
I just remember you going in and getting the tattoo and all of us being like, dude, it's awesome. And the next day, you're like, what did I do? I'm like, oh, no, it's cool, man.
Yeah, no, it was all right. I did get grounded for a couple weeks because, you know, I was 17, I think, when I got the tattoo. I always kind of joked around with my parents because I used to go to a technical school for carpentry. I had friends that were graphic artists, so I'd had them paint stumped on my skin.
Oh, no.
My mom was a nurse and knew it wasn't a tattoo. She's like, it's not inflamed. So I get back from senior week and I'm like, oh, I got a tattoo. My dad's like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's fake. My mom comes in, looks at me, tells me, go to my room.
Oh, mom's not having it.
Yeah, we were 17. We were 18 at the time. We were still 7. We were fresh out of, we literally just graduated on a Friday, and we're at senior week on Saturday for the entire week of just madness, chaos, and tattoos that we soon regret. Well, man, I hope all is well with you. I haven't seen you in so long, buddy.
Yeah, man, everything's good. Yep.
Okay, Greg, will you take a picture of the tattoo and send it to us? We would love to see it.
Oh, my God, I'm not sure.
JC, put pressure on him like you did before.
Come on, Greg, send us a picture.
I did kind of adapt to it. So, honestly, I did adapt to it. I liked it after a little while, after I got finished my punishment. So I got like 4 more. So I'm good.
Oh, what else do you have tattoos of?
Bulldog on my back, a gargoyle on my left side, and the guy from 300, Scream, the Spartan.
Oh my gosh, it's like a movie on your body.
It's an eclectic setup with Greg.
Greg, you're
now,
the best.
Now I'm thinking about getting JC's face from high school.
Right next to the bulldog.
No, I'm going to put him right next to the panther. I'm going to change the panther's face and put JC's face.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Greg, you're amazing. Hey, thanks for coming
on
such short notice. We appreciate it.
That's all good. Pleasure. JC, congratulations on all your stuff, man. It was great.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, Greg. See you,
maybe
man.
You guys can talk in 2040.
Talk to you in 30 years. Our Vegas Thrill had a big win over the weekend, and you're going to go check out a Vegas Thrill game and see the ladies do the professional volleyball. They've got some momentum going behind them right now. Passes, tickets for you coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
Over the break, I got an early anniversary gift from my husband. He surprised me with tickets to see New Edition. Oh my gosh, you guys, their residency over at Wynn is so good. It was absolutely incredible. Hit after hit after hit. All their songs, the solo songs that they have, the songs they have with BBD. Oh my gosh, I was dying. It was so incredible. And like, the residency was so good, they extended it not once, but twice. They've had two extensions. So if you have not seen New Edition in concert, that is a reunion that I am here for. Like, I am so happy that they've worked out all their differences, and it's all six of them. It's all of them there on one stage. So incredible. We even got to go backstage and meet them, and oh my gosh, you guys, have you ever fangirled so bad you probably embarrassed yourself? I went up to Johnny Gill. I wouldn't go up to him. And my husband's like, go up to him. You love them. You love them. Go say something. So I go up to Johnny Gill and I go, you have the most amazing voice ever. And he's like, oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm like, your performance was so great. I'm such a fan. And he's like, what's your name? I was like, I'm Mercedes. And he's like, Mercedes, thank you so much. I was like, I was just so excited.
I saw you had posted a picture over spring break that you had met the band and stuff, and you could just see the happiness in your face. I was happy for you seeing that photo.
And it's like, what bands need to reunite? Because they're just doing a disservice by not doing it. I'm so glad that they are back together and doing this thing again, because they still have that life in them, that performance. I mean, they're showmen. They're all still so good. I'm so glad they reunited.
And I know there's with bands breaking up and not getting back together, there's differences, and we don't see what happens behind the scenes, and maybe there's stuff going on and they can't be together. But we saw NSYNC get back together last week.
Oh yeah, they were back on stage with JT. I saw
that. I mean, I saw that on social media. And because they have that new song on Justin Timberlake's album called, is it Paradise? Yeah, this one right here. Because I waited, I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment between you and I. They got together, I think they did four songs at one of Justin's release parties.
Yeah, and it was a total surprise. No one knew that they were going to be there. They came out and people's jaws were on the floor.
Were they all there? Was Joey Fatone there?
All of them were there. Yeah, it was really cool. That's another one. Like the reunion, just reuniting and being together on stage. Look, I don't take anything away from anyone's solo career. I think it's fantastic, but man, it's like, this is what put you on the map of seeing it. Who else needs to get back together? 702-364-9400. Lizette, good morning.
Good morning. I think the Spice Girls need to get back together. All of them.
All of them. Yes. Not like without Posh. Granted, she hardly sings, but still, bring her back.
Yes.
I am so on board with that. And they say they are going to get back together. It's just, it's always like Posh is holding it up. And I get it. She's got a lot of stuff going
still,
on herself.
Though, but you know what the fans want. The fans want to see them get back together.
Yeah, I'm so for that. I'm on a Spice Girls kick right now, too. So, like, I'm all about that one.
Journey was in town over the weekend, going back to the 80s. And it's the Steve Perry left the band, I think, in the late 80s, maybe, when he left. And they replaced him. And I forget the guy's name, but he sounds like Steve Perry. And they were in town this weekend, and people were posting videos. But back to the 80s. One more run. Steve Perry, get back together with Journey. Just give us one more dance. One more song.
That'd be cool if him and, is it Arnell? Him and Arnell both perform together. Can you imagine the two of them singing together?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that would be so, so good. 702-364-9400. We're getting a lot of people saying that that the Spice Girls need to come back. Yeah, we should send this to them. We have Anthony on the phone saying, what, Anthony? What do you think needs to be?
I really think Outkast should be the next group to get back together and do a tour.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And their songs are, like, still so out there and relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so about that. What's your favorite Outkast song?
Miss Jackson and Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh, my gosh. So good. I love that one.
What about this group right here, Mercedes?
Yeah, I would be down for that. We're going to be talking in the Hot 3 about Beyonce's new album coming out. She announced it. Cowboy Carter. Steph, I know you're a huge Beyonce fan. What do you think? Do you think she would ever reunite with Kelly and Michelle?
I absolutely think she would reunite with them. For sure, she did it at Coachella. She's done it before. And
but, like, for an album?
I think for a song. I don't know about an album, but, like, what Justin Timberlake did with his last album with NSYNC, I think she would put them on a song for sure.
What do you think of This Is Texas?
I love it.
We wanted to use that for Beat Mercedes this morning, but our boss is like, no, it's too new. I'm like, why not? Everyone knows that song.
Like, that song's in my mind 24 hours a day. This Is Texas.
It's nonstop. It's Mix 94.1.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
You are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up? Woo.
Yes, I'm excited.
All right. We've got these Vegas Thrill tickets for you. If you win, just pick a category. Do you want to go with daydreaming, dermatologist, dollar bills, luck of the Irish, or spring fling?
My gosh. Was it two shoots? I don't know. Dermatologist
it is. All right. National Dermatologist Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with your skin. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go, JC.
All right.
All right, Rebecca, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see the Vegas Thrill, and we start now. If you're out in the sun too long, you might get this on your skin.
Sunburn.
Yes. If you have a reaction to something, this might pop up on your skin.
Blisters.
It's itchy. It's itchy. It's red. You want to pass? Okay. Another word for pimples. You have this on your face.
Zits. Acne.
Yes. This is, it swells up, and you could actually pop it on your skin if you wanted to. So you get them on your if you wear shoes too new, you might get them on your feet.
A blister?
Yes. Old people get these on their face?
Wrinkles.
Yes. These get clogged on your face, and would you want to keep them clean. Some people have bigger ones. Some people have smaller ones. They're blackheads.
Pores,
yes. If you want to block out the bad rays coming down from the sky, you put this on your skin.
Sunblock.
Yes!
You got it with time to spare. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Wow, Rebecca, that was all you, and you did it. And because of that, you got two passes, tickets to go see. It's actually a certificate good for two tickets to a Vegas Thrill home game at the Dollar Loan Center. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you so much.
Thank you for listening, and congratulations. And we'll have these tickets all week long for you.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This freak always gets me. I always am like so confused. Like, oh, it's 8:30. How did the time go by so fast?
This morning just flew by.
I know.
You take off a week and forget what you're doing.
I feel like that's the key. Like, I'm so thrown off as far as like my sleep patterns and stuff. I was able to catch up on some sleep last week. And, you know, it's like I rarely sleep in. And if I do, it's like 6:30. That's what doing mornings will do to you. Like, sleeping in is 6:30 to me. And so I was sleeping until like 7:30, 8 o'clock. It was craziness.
That's amazing. I went back east last week, and the first day back east, I slept in until 7:45. And I'm like, whoa, 7:45? What's wrong with my body sleeping in this late? And then realized my body clock, I'm waking up at what, 4:45?
You're still on your same time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm still getting up early, kind of.
Well, speaking of sleep, Steph has discovered a way to sleep that... I really feel like this is a game changer. My husband and I have been sleeping this way for... years. Like I think for the majority of our marriage, we've slept this way, and it's just, it just makes us sleep so soundly. And I'm really happy that you've discovered it, Steph.
I mean, thank God I found it, but I also saw it online, and it's called the Scandinavian sleep method. And it's basically where you and your partner, you have separate blankets that you sleep with. And before, James would complain that I used to hog the blanket all the time. I'd push, I'd roll over, I'd move the blanket. And so one day, before we even knew about the Scandinavian sleep method, I was like, how about you get your own blanket? You try it tonight, and then I have my own and see how it works out. And especially in the cold nights, it is so nice. He doesn't have to worry about me hogging the blanket, and he gets to use as much blanket as he wants.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a game changer, because we have, it's so funny because I love the way we sleep, because we don't even really have to make the bed. It like makes it for us. We literally fold down the comforter. We don't get under the sheets in the blanket on the bed. We lay on top of that and then cover up with our each respective blankets. I have a weighted blanket that I sleep with, and Matt sleeps with a Denver Broncos blanket. And that's how we sleep. It's amazing.
Yeah, you go into our bedroom and the beds are made. Mine is like a gray type of pattern, and James is like a dark green. It does not match the aesthetic at all in our bedroom.
What's your sleeping pattern? What works for you? 702-364-9400. I've talked about this on the show before, because Laura is a very sensitive sleeper, and sleeping is so important. Sleep is important to her, that... weeknights when I get up at 3 o'clock, we'll start together. Sometimes we don't even start together. She'll go right to bed before me, and I'm staying up later. I'll go right to the guest bedroom. But normally we'll try to start together, and then at some point when I wake up to go to the bathroom, I just shut the door behind me and I sleep the rest of the night in the guest bedroom. And that works. That's perfect for us. But I do remember, speaking of the two blanket situation, many times before weeknight, I would get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to use the bathroom and come back in, and she would have pulled all the covers over, and I'd be so afraid to pull the covers off of her for fear of waking her up. So I'd sit there with half a cover on me. If we had the two blankets, that would have been a game changer.
What would happen if you did wake her up? Did she like yell at you, or like,
no,
was it a fight or
no,
anything?
No, it wasn't a fight. She would just have a hard time falling back to sleep.
Oh, okay. I thought like maybe there was something that happened that caused this. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep in the other room.
This is not worth it.
I get cranky when I'm woken up. Oh, I get really cranky. I mean, I wouldn't yell at anyone, but I definitely get in a mood when that happens.
Yes, that would happen to her, because she couldn't fall back to sleep. She'd wake up at 3, and then maybe she'd fall back to sleep for 45 minutes and wake up again. So it's weird. For Laura, a great night's sleep, and this doesn't happen to me, but great night's sleep for hers. Her eyes shut at 9 o'clock, and next thing you know, she wakes up the next morning at 5 o'clock.
I used to feel so bad for you that you would have to like switch, but then I realized you get up anyway, because you can't sleep a full like through the night.
Yeah, I'm
because you
times.
Have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So you're up anyway, so you might as well switch over.
Yeah, it works for us.
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
What's everyone's preference like when you travel? Would you rather get an Airbnb, or would you rather get a hotel room?
We do a lot of Airbnb, so I would say it's a push, but Airbnb if I had to pick.
Steph, what would you pick, Airbnb or hotel room?
If it's a long-term stay, I do like an Airbnb, has a kitchen and stuff. But if it's short-term, I'm cool with the hotel.
Well, if you guys are doing an Airbnb, some good news for you, because last week, Airbnb said that they are banning the use of indoor security cameras in listings globally, so homeowners will not be able to spy on guests indoors. They can have outdoor security cameras, like doorbell cameras. That's allowed, but the host has to disclose that they have them in the listing so the guests know that they're there. They previously had that same rule for the indoor cameras. They couldn't be in private areas like bedrooms or bathrooms, but they could be in the common areas as long as the guests were notified, even if they promised that they were switched off during your stay. That's no longer the case. Airbnb says most homes did not have indoor cameras, but hosts who do have until April 30th to remove them. And after that, any host who violates that policy is going to face consequences, like being kicked off the platform.
I never paid attention to, normally Laura, she has the account. She'll sign up for whatever Airbnb we're doing. So I never really pay attention to if they disclose they have them. But I remember staying in one in Palm Springs, and we weren't supposed to have pets there. We brought our dogs anyway, and we're in the backyard. They had a pool, and you could see like the camera bubble, like that black bubble mm-hmm. on the side of the house, and we could hear it move. I'm like, oh, there's a camera and they're watching us right now.
Yeah.
Hide the dogs.
So did you have to pay for
having
the dogs? No,
they didn't ding us or anything. No, I was stunned. Completely stunned.
Yeah, I've been in an Airbnb. I really don't like staying at Airbnbs. I know we stayed at one once. Our friend booked it, and our two families stayed at it, and it was really nice and we enjoyed ourselves, but I just get uneasy about being in someone's home. Like, I just felt like I was being watched the whole time. Mm-hmm. So not that hotels are any better. I get it. I don't know. There's just something that made me so uneasy about using an Airbnb.
Yeah, and it's tough, too. Some of them are so nice. And then some of the ones where it's the ones that someone's like, oh, grandma, you're going to be gone for a month? Let's turn your house into an Airbnb. And you get there and you open the fridge and, like, their food is in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Well, have some of their bread, I guess.
They have all their family pictures.
That's what did it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so we were talking about this earlier. Dolly Parton, she dropped a major bombshell last week. She said, in the past, she said she would love if Beyonce would cover one of her songs. And now that's changed to Dolly saying, quote, I think she has.
What?
So Dolly sat down with a local paper and she said that she had a little bit of tea to dish out on Beyonce. And when she was asked if Beyonce was going to sing one of her songs on her upcoming Act 2 album, Dolly said, well, I think she has. I think she recorded Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene.
And I think it's probably going to be on her country album, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, wow. That's going to be good.
Yeah. So this Jolene cover allegedly will be part of Act 2, which is now called Act 2 Cowboy Carter. The cover art is out. It's a saddle with the title on a red, white, and blue sash. She also has merch on sale on her website, Beyonce does. So that album is coming out on March 29th.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Yeah, because I love this song. It's just, the beat just grabs you, and then when the song kicks in, yeah!
I like it too. But I feel like people have a love-hate relationship with it.
I'm on the love side.
There's no in-between. You either love it or you absolutely despise it. And I've been around a lot of, like, people who don't enjoy the song lately. And so when it comes on, they're like, oh! I'm like, I like it.
I love it.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. So good.
All right. Also, this morning, this is scary, okay? It's fun opening a package when you order something online. But for a Tennessee woman, it was actually quite a shock. Her name is Anna Elliott. She posted a video to TikTok showing what was inside of her Shein delivery. So do you know what Shein is?
No.
It's like it's a clothing website, and the clothes are very, very discounted. They're, I would even say, cheap. And some of them are not like of the highest quality. However, it's like they're very trendy. So it's like, oh, I'll only wear it like 3 or 4 times, so I don't need it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever ordered anything off of Shein stuff?
Very close to, but I've seen some of the quality, and I don't want to spend money on something that's not going to last.
It's really hit or miss. Like, I've seen some really great outfits from Shein, and then others that I'm like, oh, that's from Shein, isn't it? Well, anyway, this woman opens her box from Shein, and it had her outfit, and it also had a can of dented Mexican beans inside.
Okay, bonus.
And a vial of blood.
Ugh.
Yeah. She was completely shocked. She contacted the blood testing company on the label and also reached out to the CDC. She says, you know, if you receive a Sheen package, dump it out on the table, look at everything before you touch it, and then sanitize your hands, be extremely careful. So far, there's no explanation as to why there was beans and blood in her Sheen package.
Meanwhile, someone's like, where are my beans and blood?
I'm anxiously waiting.
Coming up here in Jerk or Justified, should someone reveal their OnlyFans past to their new boyfriend? We'll get your thoughts coming up here in about 10 minutes. Baby.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to talk about, get our opinions and get our listeners' opinions. You can email us. You can do that through the website at mix941.fm.
This one came in and it says, hi, Mercedes and JC. Would it be possible to read my situation on Jerk or Justified? Please keep me anonymous. I would never want anyone to know this is me. About a year and a half ago, I started an OnlyFans page. I was desperate for money at the time, and it seemed like an easy way to get quickly caught up financially. Turns out it was, but after a few months, I stopped because of two reasons. I started getting more and more explicit with what I posted because I saw how profitable it could be, and that made me uncomfortable with what I was becoming as a person. I shut it down after about 5 months, and I've never done anything like that again. I recently started seeing a really sweet guy. He's super, and I want to see where it goes. So here's my question. Do I tell him what I did? I feel like I should, but I'm worried what he will think of me, and I don't want to ruin everything. But I'm afraid if I wait, he will be even more upset later. Do I even tell him at all? Would I be a jerk if I kept this a secret? Thoughts, and we'll leave the name out.
All right. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think that she should tell him it's a new relationship? She likes him a lot. And Stone has an opinion on this. Hey, Stone, what do you think?
Hello. I would say that it would be kind of jerkish to not say anything because everything comes out in the end and it's only going to hurt more the longer you keep it hidden.
Do you think like something that level is, because I agree, you got to fess up at some point, but I don't think she has to do it right now. I feel like if it starts going the distance, like this is just the beginning stages. Like, do you tell someone how much money you make when you first start dating them? No. But as the relationship progresses, maybe then you do. Do you think it's too early or do you think it's like, just get it all out now, Stone?
I mean, it's definitely not a first date topic, but it shouldn't be like a 6 months, a year in type of thing. Should be relatively early just because some people have specific boundaries with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it will come out in the end. It always does.
Oh, interesting. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. I'm sure at some point I would bring it up, but like you said, you just started dating. Less said is best said. New relationship. Just see where things go. Maybe things don't work out. You didn't tell him. But I think as things progress and get closer, you know, the relationship starts to develop, then I would divulge my past. But you're not obligated to tell him every single job you had in the past and what you did in the past. Don't be ashamed of it. But at some point I would, but not right now when he first started dating.
Cheryl says, tell him if he can't handle this issue, then back off. Crystal says, honesty is the best policy always. If it scares him off, then he's not the one for you. And Christian says, let me read this first. Yeah, Christian says, bros before bleep. Better he rip the Band-Aid now before he gets fully invested a year later and finds out this girl is showing her stuff to strangers on the internet for $3.99 a month. I agree with you. I feel like this is something that if it goes a distance, you should divulge. But right now, you're still in that getting to know you phase.
New, yeah.
And I just be like, you know, it would be weird if you're like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so. I have an OnlyFans. What? Whoa. I didn't realize that.
I thought I recognized you. Yeah. How do you recognize me? You subscribe to OnlyFans? Keep us posted, anonymous, on what you do and how things turn out. And if you ever have a situation for Jerk or Justified, just send us an email. All the details are on our website, mix941.fm.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Bruno Mars is trending this morning. Is the singer enjoying Vegas?
Vegas a little too much. News Nation's reporting that now I didn't know this. He once supported himself as a professional poker player. Like, that's how he used to.
It's in his blood.
House. Yeah.
Okay.
They say he's severely in debt to the MGM. How in debt? Okay, so reports are that he makes about $90 million a year off the deal that he did with the casinos. After taxes, that's about $60 million a year, okay? They say that he's racked up over $50 million in gambling debt. And as the source says it, quote, MGM basically owns him. Now, Bruno hasn't commented on this report yet. I was saying earlier, I feel like this story has been out for a while, but maybe people just didn't talk about it. But I've heard this for a long time that Bruno, this is why he has so many residencies.
Is that why some people extend their residencies? Is that why Elvis went for more than 600 shows back in the day? Is that why some of these other artists keep extending because they owe the casino some money for something and they got to pay off some kind of debts?
I don't know. I would say no. I'd say that this is a special case. I don't want to paint everyone else as
a deal extended.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. There was now everyone's talking about it, and I saw someone who said that they were in a high roller salon with Bruno, and this is their report, and they said they literally watched him lose $18 million. Just boom. I'm like, how does that happen? Me, I'm $18. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Right, you have $5 in your pocket. I'll play the slots on the way out and you lose that. Like, oh,
I feel so defeated. But yeah, it's an addiction. It's an addiction and it's serious. And it's just, it's going to be interesting to see if this is true, how long it will take for him to pay off this debt. Does he ever have any good nights where he wins $20 million?
Exactly. Does he ever go up? If that's the case, good for you for going up. But yeah. Man, the down is that's a hard downside.
Also trending this morning, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Now we know why Travis Kelce has been spending so much time in Las Vegas. He and his Kansas City Chiefs teammate, Patrick Mahomes, they're entering the restaurant business together. Now they're not opening a restaurant here. They're actually opening a steakhouse at the Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. The restaurant's going to be called 1587 Prime. It's a combination of their jersey numbers. And they say that they've been meeting with the hospitality group Noble 33 to help open it. And they're based here in Las Vegas. So it's going to be an extension of that brand. The restaurant's going to open early next year. It's going to have one of the largest wine collections in the state. So yeah, it looks like they're entering the steakhouse business.
That's good for them. Travis and Taylor Swift, did you watch the concert?
No, because I promised my daughter I would wait for her to watch it together. And then we got so sidetracked when she was here over the weekend. And then, we were planning to fly back on Friday from Burbank, Thursday rather, and our flight got canceled.
It just straight up canceled?
We're literally driving to the airport. I get a text that says, your flight has been changed. And we're like, wait, what? And so then it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're like, oh my gosh, what happened? And then 2 minutes after that, your flight has been canceled. Like, what? Oh my gosh. So we ended up renting a car and driving back to Vegas.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. So we had to.
There's drop-off fees and stuff too.
Yeah. The guy at the counter was so nice. Like, I went up to the counter and I told him, I'm like, hey, our flight was canceled. I need to extend because we had rented a car. I need to extend this for a day and I need to drop it off in Vegas. And he's like, nope. I'm like, wait, what do you mean no? He's like, nope. We don't have enough cars here. You can't take our car to Vegas. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, flight was canceled. He's like, I don't know. And the other guy's listening to this and he looks at, he's like, let me see if I can work something out. So he takes my thing and he's like, here you go. You can drop it off in Vegas. $90.
Get out. No.
No drop off fee.
They're normally from LA. You're talking
$150.
Sometimes $500. I've had people.
$90.
Dang.
The guy was amazing. I'm like, what is your name? I am writing a review about you. And I did. And I sent it to them. I'm like, he was wonderful.
That's great.
I know. So yeah, that's what's trending.
694.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. It's so good to be back. Thank you guys for listening. If you missed any part of the show today, you can always download our podcast, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts, also on the Odyssey app and on our website at mix941.fm. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We talked about tattoo regret, and I mentioned my high school buddy, Greg, who regretted his Panther tattoo the day after he got it. I've not spoken to Greg since the mid-90s, and Steph tracked him down.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Mercedes and JC.
Greg Pierce, what's up, dude?
How's my buddy doing?
Man, I haven't talked to you since the 90s. Dude, how have you been, man?
I've been good, been good, living life.
How's that panther tattoo treating you?
Let's see, technically, it doesn't look like a panther anymore. It kind of looks like a drowned lizard.
He sent a picture. He's not lying. It looks like a gecko. Smashed.
It's so bad. I remember that. What he wasn't even 18. Sport. He was 17 when he got a tattoo. I totally forgot about that.
What a good sport he was. I'm so glad you guys got to reconnect. Yeah. Now you can go another 30 years without talking to him.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2021 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.